love, whoever lives and pleads for me.
Good morning, SP. My name is Amy. I'm from Go House Church. And let me start with a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for this new day that you have given us. And thank your mercy is new every morning. Thank you for this time that I can share. And I come humbly before you, Lord. Would you guide me and lead me as I share? And anything that's not from you, Father, I pray that it would all fall to the ground. May your will be done today. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, as we've been reading John during this Lent time, I will continue reading John from the One app. And today I will read John chapter 6, verse 1 to 24. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far would they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. And now I will read 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. "Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us." And now I will share my devotional. After reading this John scripture, one thing that struck out to me was God's heart of compassion. This passage was timely because I needed this reminder to get through a time like this. As many of you know, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish is a story that can be found in all 4 books of the gospel. So along with this John passage, I read through other gospel books, and I will be referred to some of those other books as well. So in this scripture, we see a difficult situation. A lot of people are here in this remote area where it was hard to find food and it was getting late and people were getting hungry. How will these people eat? If you look at Matthew chapter 14, we see that the disciples come up with the solution. They should send the crowds away so they can buy themselves some food. Seems like a reasonable solution. But Jesus says to the disciples, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. So I was wondering, why did Jesus respond this way? And if you read on in the book of Matthew, it says, this large crowd followed him on foot from all towns. There were men, women, children, elderly, sick people who were already quite tired from walking all the way there. If it was me, if someone told me to go find your food now, I can't imagine walking all the way back to the town just to get the food when we're already hungry, and especially with my young kids. So I realized Jesus' initial focus was not about the cost of the food. He knew how tired they were, and he said they did not need to go away. And I see God's heart here, which is compassion. And also in Matthew chapter 14, we can all see how they ended up in this remote place. After hearing about John the Baptist's death, Jesus actually withdrew to a solitary place. He must have been incredibly sad and disturbed, probably needed some alone time. So he retreated to a quiet place, but the crowd followed him and they found him. And when he saw them, instead of being annoyed, he welcomed them, had compassion on them. He healed the sick and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, despite his tiredness and sadness. I'm sure many of you, like me, find this time very difficult. Personally, I have been physically and emotionally weary with all four kids at home and trying to manage the household. And as each day went by, I could feel myself getting very impatient and unkind to the kids, trapped in this self-pity mode. If kids were slow and taking time getting ready for bed, I'd get upset and hurry them to bed because I really wanted to rest and have some alone time. A few weeks ago, my kids got sick. I think it was a food poisoning. I felt like I was already quite busy taking care of the household, and then the kids were sick, and I was thinking, oh, what else can go wrong? Because they were vomiting and having diarrhea, and then the water tank in this neighborhood got broke, so the toilet won't flush. And you can imagine my kids are vomiting and having diarrhea and then toilet not flushing. So I could feel this bubbling up. But reading through the scriptures, I realized how our Father's heart is so different from mine. I was so wrapped up in my own inconvenience and difficulty that I was lacking compassion, and I was not able to see what others are going through, and there was no grace. Just as it's not been easy for me, I realize it's not been easy for our children too. They have to sit in front of the computer for hours, and they cannot socialize. They cannot run around outside. They cannot travel or meet the grandparents for how many years? Realizing God's heart brought me a new perspective. I started to be a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more patient, and try to see the current situation differently. Just like Jesus welcomed the crowd, even though he was tired, and shared about the kingdom of God, Perhaps this is a time and opportunity God gave us to spend a lot of time with our children, to disciple them, to pray and do Bible devotion with them. In our passage today, John chapter 6, verse 5 to 6, Jesus asked Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? And here John wrote, he asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip's response was that it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough for everyone. As I was reflecting on this verse, I wondered if every day is like a test. Test to have a compassionate heart like Jesus before we calculate anything. Test to trust in Jesus when dealing with difficult situations. Jesus already knows what he will do, but what will we do? Will we deal each day with compassion or complaints? Is our heart aligned with his heart? So I want to end with reading Psalm 145, verse 8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Let's meditate God's heart as Pastor Ernie leads us in worship.
Staring a newborn bride there in the light of every sunrise, there in the shadows of this life, your great grace. Stare on the mountain top, there in the everyday and the mundane, there in the sorrow and the dancing, the great grace, oh such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me. Your grace finds me. Stare on the wedding day, there in the weeping by the graveside, there and in every breath we breathe, your great grace. Same for the rich and poor, same for the saint and for the sinner, enough for this whole wild world, your great grace, oh such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me. Your grace finds me. There in the darkest night of the soul, there in the sweetest songs of victory, your grace finds me. Your grace. despise me. Your great grace, oh such grace, your great grace, such grace. And poor, the same for the saint and for the sinner, enough for this whole wide world, your great grace, your such grace.
Thank you, Pastor Ernie, for the worship. Now I'll read the intercessory prayer from the One app. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for our adoption agencies and those who fight to protect the rights of the unborn. Give us grace as a society to extend our love, and may our hearts be wide enough to reach out to orphans and widows. We also pray for foster homes and adoptive parents to be raised up, and for those working in orphanages. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's move on to a time of prayer for our church and community. Let's pray for those battling cancer and their family members, and pray for God's healing hands to be upon them. And also those going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray.
Tells me of the guilt.
for newly having illness and for their salvation, that they will have hope in you. Let's pray for our members suffering from other infirmities. We forgot to heal.
Praise the one, risen Son of God.
Next, let's pray and cover our members and family members of COVID. Let's pray for those in quarantine and also some members of the family who won't get COVID and will stay negative as well. And also, let's pray for the frontline medical workers. For God's protection and strength at this time. pray for our members looking for jobs. God will open the doors and provide the best. Pray for our mission focus. Pray for Japan, Korea, Japan, Tokyo, and also for USA. We are Bruce, Jess, and Kelly, and Anita, who's our SP intercessor, and India, Kelly. Let's pray for protection over them. For unity and holiness in the church, that God would lead them. Pray for our mission council, Samuel, Timothy, Sally, Andrew, and John. God would give them wisdom and lead them as how to reach out for the mission. Let's pray for SP Fam, Foster Adoption Ministry led by Cadence, that there will be mercy and grace for all the foster babies, and that the process will be quick, so they can find a permanent home. Pray for the size of driving at Kevin Front. Let's pray this Saturday. So let's pray for our SD weekend gathering. Let's cover all our weekend gatherings, Sunday services, the well, hospitality, SDU, clean and school services and activities. Pray that all will go well. And so, now that I've been online, that there's no clinical issues and all the services. Let's also pray for Alpha that's going on. All the logistics will be smooth and protection over volunteers and guests, and that many will come to do this on. Let's pray for our pregnant sisters, Hazel, Joan, Carmen, Fiona, Audrey, Leslie, Tyon, Winnie, and others. Let's pray special protection over them as there's a COVID outbreak, that all the moms and the babies will be healthy, and the pregnancy and delivery, everything will be smooth.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare.
And last but not least, let's pray for House Church's meeting today. Bowen, Hollywood, King's Court, Mauan, and Southside House Church, that they would really encounter God and have an awesome time, even though we're not meeting in person. Even through Zoom, that there would still be presence, feel the presence of Holy Spirit, and it would be an awesome time of fellowship. Close in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for who you are, what you have done, and what you're doing right now in our lives, Lord. Help us to be more gracious and compassionate like you, Lord, and help us to become more like you each day. We lift up our city, Hong Kong, to you. I'm sure there's a reason why we're all here. We pray that we would continue to intercede for the city. We pray that the COVID situation would improve and protect us all from the COVID. And also those medical staff working in front line, Lord, I pray for protection over them, that they will not be overwhelmed. Pray for wisdom for our decision makers. And I also lift up the people in Ukraine and Russia, Lord, I pray for protection and peace. And in your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. And pray all this in Jesus' name. Thank you all for joining EMP this morning. Have a great weekend.